Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Chaf Hey, and today's topic that we're going to talk about is the lamdas behind the mitzvah d'rabbanan of halakas neros Shabbos. We know this parak by Malikin is all about what you're allowed to use to light for Shabbos candles, and then we went into the related discussion of Hanukkah candles. So we had back on Chaf Dalam Abeis on yesterday's daf, Rabbi Shmuel said you're not allowed to use itron for lighting Shabbos candles. Why can't you use itron? Rashi says they're the psoles of the zephes because of kavod Shabbos. Not allowed to use it. Rashi says sherecho ra. It smells very bad, and therefore we're nervous about what. That's what's not clear. It smells bad, and therefore what? The Chachamim are matir, but Rabbi Shmuel says there's a problem. So that's what the Gemara asks. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, you can't use itron. My taima amarava mitoch sharecho ra, therefore what? Gzeira shema yanichena v'yetzei. Because Rava says, then you might leave. You might leave, and therefore what? Why might you leave? Either because it stinks, the pashtus, and you don't want to smell it, you don't want to stay there, and there's a problem with leaving your Shabbos candles. The whole point of Shabbos candles is for you to enjoy them and eat next to them get the hanu'ah from them. The Yerushalmi here says maybe it means that it smells so bad that you won't be able to make your brachas properly, and that's why halachically you're leaving. But either way, Rava says the problem is because you will leave. Amar le Abaya, and Abaya says, V'yetze. Okay, let him leave. What's the big deal? Why shouldn't he, leave? And there's no problem with that. So Amar le, Rava answers, Shiny Omer, Halakas Neros Shabbos Chova. No, he can't leave. He can't leave Abaya because Halakas Neros on Shabbos is a Chova. And therefore what? Rashi, Kavit Shabbos, Hushain Suda, Chashu, Elo Makomor, Ken Yumama. You have to eat in the place where there's light. And therefore, if you're not going to eat in the place where there's light, that's a Chisaron in the Halakas Ner Shabbos. So question one, what exactly is the Machlokas between Rav and Abaya in terms of their understanding of the mitzvah of Halakas Ner Shabbos? Right? It seems like very strong. They're each very strong. Rav says, no, you can't leave. And Rav Abaya says, leave. What's the difference? Good. So first, let's talk about Abaya for a moment. Abaya says that the is no problem with leaving. Rava says no. If he leaves, it's a worry because then what? He'll end up eating in the dark. He'll end up eating in the dark, and that's a problem of eating in the dark. Why is that? The Gemara says in Maseches Yuma on Daf Ayin Dalet that when somebody eats in the dark, they don't really get full. Don't really get full, and that's a problem. You have to have enjoyment, as we'll talk about Rav Hashem soon on Shabbos. From the meals, and the Gemara says on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis towards the bottom that part of the hana'ah that we get is from eating the food. That's the Mon Gemaras, the end of Maseches Yuma. Hamachil chamam b'medbar l'man anoscha. Rabbi Ami Ravasi chadamar inodoma mishiyish lapas basalo mishiyin lapas basalo. Number one, the Mon. Maybe there wasn't full enjoyment because I didn't know if I was going to have Mon tomorrow. That's the test of the Mon. Right, I'm alchilcha man by midbar loman and alsoscha to test you. The chad amar eino dome misha roeva ochel lemisha eino roeva ochel. Why? Because the man, as we know, as Rashi says there in Yuma Ayin Dalet, achilas aman toim tam kolaminim veina roe alaman. I see the man, but I'm thinking pizza. I see the man, I'm thinking a steak, and you don't see it. And therefore, that's the test of the man that it's not full hana. Amar of Yosef there in Yuma mikan remez lasumin sheochlamin in svein. A blind person eats and is never saveya, because part of the enjoyment is the presentation and seeing the food. And when we see the food, that's when it is clear. Rav Asher Weiss, in his venture, in his Birchon, quotes from his Rebbe, the Divrei Yatziv, the Kleisenberger, that maybe this is the pshat when we say saveinu mituvecha. Hashem, please satiate us from your tov. So on a deeper level, what does that mean? Satiation, as we just learned in Yuma, is based on re'iyah also. So when we say, Hashem, please satiate us with your goodness, it means we want it to be clear. We want to see your goodness. V'alkein bakashaseinu, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, sabeinu mituvecha shiyu tovasecha berurim unihirim lanu, v'alyedei kein nispa mituvecha. And because it's clear, so that's when we will get satiated. Rav Asher Weiss uses this to explain a line in the tefillah that some say between Shalom Aleichem and Eishes Chayil, where we daven for clarity in seeing, appreciating the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, but that's just in terms of eating in the dark. But now back to the Machlokas. What is the Nekudas Machlokas between Abaya and Rava? Rava says, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you can't use Itron because it smells bad and you might leave. And Abaya is not worried about that. And Rava says, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is B'Shabbos Chova. Abaya knows that too. So what exactly is the Nekuda? So before that, let's go see another couple of Machlokos Rishonim. If you look in the Mordechai right here, the Mordechai quotes the Machlok. Tosfos also deals with this, but the Mordechai brings up a factor that Tosfos does not. And that is it appropriate to make a bracha on Halakas Neir Shabbos? So we're all used to, yes, of course you make a bracha. But it wasn't so clear in the days of the Rishonim. It wasn't so clear that you should make a bracha. The Mordechai, we'll start with that. The Mordechai quotes Rabbeinu Mesholem, Reish Sadi Dalet, Lo Hayim Avarech Al Alakas Ner. He would not make a bracha on Ner Shabbos. Why? Mishum Damrina Beperek Atcheles, because the Gemara Menachas Daf Mem Beis, Kol Mitzvah She'en Asiyasa Gemara Malachas Mitzvasa, Ein Mavarchan Alecha. Wow. What does the Gemara say? We know the rule. The rule is you only make a bracha on the final stage of a mitzvah. We don't make a bracha on riding tefillin. We only make a bracha on wearing tefillin. You don't make a bracha on riding a mezuzah. You don't make a bracha on putting the tzitzis onto the beged. We paskin, you don't make a bracha on building a sukkah. You only make a bracha on the final stage of a mitzvah. And that is by wearing the tzitzis and affixing the mezuzah. Even the Beis HaLevi, if you remember, we mentioned in the past, the Beis HaLevi in Sefer Shmos says, maybe that was the pshat of the Gemara Nedarim, Pe'alev Shlo Berchu Batorah Tchila. That Bnei Yisrael, one of the reasons the Churban happened was because they didn't say Berchat HaTorah. What do you mean they didn't say Berchat HaTorah? So Rabbeinu Yonah quoted there in the Ran says, it wasn't chashim in their eyes to say Berchat HaTorah on. And again, all the Mefarshim wonder, what do you mean it wasn't chashim? They learned, they just didn't say Berchat HaTorah. So the Beis HaLevi explains beautifully, I think it's in the beginning of Mishpatim, where he says there are two aspects of Talmud Torah. There's Lilmod Amanaz Lasos and Lilmod Torah Lishma. Lilmod Amanaz Lasos, to learn in order to know what to do, that is somewhat of a Hechsher mitzvah, in order to know what to do. Lilmod Lishma, that's a mitzvah inherently. Nafkamina, women. Women do not have an obligation of Lilmod Torah Lishma, but they have a chiyuv, obviously, Lilmod Amanaz Lasos. The Rama says in Yeridea, they have to know all the mitzvahs that are shayach to them. But suggest the Beis HaLevi, that's why they didn't say Berchaz HaTorah, because they only believed in Torah, Talmud Torah type 1, Lilmud Amanas Lasos. That's why they didn't say Berchaz HaTorah, because it wasn't the final stage of a mitzvah. In Asiyasa Gemara Mitzvasa. They only believed in Talmud Torah type 2. They did not believe in Talmud Torah type 2, and therefore they didn't say a bracha. But either way, says the Mordechai, that the Rabbeinu Meshulam holds that you don't make a bracha on Halakas Ner, because the mitzvah's not finished yet. What do you mean it's not finished yet? I lit the candles. The Ner Shabbos Ein Gemara Asiyasa Ela B'Shas Achila Kedamrina Ba'arvi Psachim. That is the Rabbeinu Meshulam. And the Rabbeinu Mordechai quotes, V'riyah Amar She'esh L'varech. No, of course not. You make a bracha right now. V'lo kashem yatcheles, the Gemara Mitzvah si. No, this is the Gemara Mitzvah of Halakas Neiros. Sheroen bal l'shamesh bebayis, v'lisa kelem al ha'shulchan. So Machlokes Rishonim, whether lighting the candles is the final stage of the mitzvah or it's drawn out. One issue. If you look in Tosfos, Tosfos here says, quotes the Machlokes, what happens if the candles are lit? Right, in the days of old, you had candles lit all day. So let's say Friday afternoon, you lit candles to use for any usage that you want. You want to read, you want to cook, and now it becomes Shabbos. Do I have to extinguish the candles and then light them again, l'shem Shabbos? Or can I just leave them lit, and they'll be for Shabbos candles? So that's a machlokas. We're showing him again right here in Tosfos. V'yesh sherotzim lamar. And Tosfos uses this machlokas in the background of making a bracha. Tosfos starts off. V'yesh sherotzim lamar. De'ein lavarecha alakas ner. Tosfos says maybe you should not make a bracha on alakas ner. Mitakari lechova. Since the Gemara calls it a chova here, and we know other Gemaras, chovos, you don't make a bracha on, for example. Kedamrin and Kesez and Chulin, mayim achronim chova. Ve'ein tunim bracha. Mayim achronim don't get a chova. So Tosfos says, some would say there's no bracha. V'yomar Rabbeinu Tam Tashibashir. Rabbeinu Tam says that's a mistake. T'lo damila mayim achronim. T'lo haviyela hatsala ba'alma. Mayim achronim is a preventative halacha. Whenever you have anything preventative or removing a problem, there's no bracha. Mayim achronim is removing the problem of melach stomis. Hagalas kalim, kashering something, does not get a bracha. Tevilas kalim gets a bracha. Hagal is removing a problem. You don't make a bracha on that, says Tosfos. Aval halakas ner hi chovos shel mitzvah zonik Shabbos. V'kama chovos etun a bracha. There are many chovos that require a bracha. Umasha omer tam, and here's the part that's important for us. Umasha omer tam acher shel olavareh. And the other reason that some people quote, that you don't have to make a bracha, why? Mishim shayso modlekas v'omedes. If your candle was lit before Shabbos, says Tosfos, you don't have to redo it. You don't have to put it out and then light it again. What does that show? That shows that the Maisa Hadzlaka is not important. And therefore, you shouldn't have to make a bracha on the Maisa Hadzlaka. Says Tosfos, I have two arguments on that point. A nira. Number one, I think it's wrong. I don't think just because you don't have to do it doesn't mean that it's not a Maisa Mitzvah. Where do we see that? Kisi Adam. The Gemara says in Chulin, Daf Pei Zayin, Im Kisar Ruach, I have a mitzvah of cover the blood of a chaya or an oaf, not of a behema. Chaya of an oaf. What happens if the wind came and blew sawdust and blew dirt on the blood? You know what? I'm potter from the mitzvah. Im Kisar Ruach, potter l'chasoso. What happens if it then gets uncovered? I have to do the mitzvah. Just because I don't have to undo it when it's done already doesn't mean that when it doesn't exist, I don't have a chiv to do it. Afilu achi kishemachase tzarech levarech v'chei nolan mahol. There is a daya that if a child is born with a bris milah, you don't have to do anything. Even though, of course, if he didn't have a bris milah, you make a bracha. So says Tosfos, number one, I think that point is incorrect. Just because you wouldn't have to extinguish it and then relight it does not mean that when it is extinguished, you don't make a bracha when you light it, number one. And number two, I argue on the main point. He quotes from Seder of Amram, Yesh Hamalik Ner B'Shabbos, Mavarach Asher Kedashanu, V'yo Nir Rabbeinu Tam, Shem Haya Ner Mutaf V'yom, Eishet Tzorech L'Chabos V'Lachso L'Hadlik. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, you do have to be Madlik again. If it is lit, you have to extinguish it and then relight it, L'Shem Kavod Shabbos. So what again is this machlokas about? Whether, if it is lit, do I have to extinguish it and then relight it? So number one, what's the machlokas between Abai and Rava? Number two, what's the machlokas in the Mordechai between Rabbeinu Mesholem and the Re? Whether it's halakas neiris is considered asiyasa gemar mitzvasa. Number three, if it's mudlekas va'omedes, do I have to extinguish it and relight it? Again, a machlokas. Three machlokas. One machlokas Avra, two machlokas Rishonim. What exactly is the issue here? So the Beis HaLevi, in the 11th Shuva, Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Aleph says, relates to the machlokas between Abai and Rava. And he says, maybe the lumdus is, he doesn't quote the Gra, I don't think, the lumdus is halakas neiris viewed as kavod Shabbos or as oneg Shabbos? We mentioned a few shiurim ago, I think, the Gra in Hilchas Yontif notes that everything we do before Shabbos is considered kavod Shabbos, and everything we do on Shabbos is considered oneg Shabbos. So maybe that's the machlokas between Abai and Rava. Remember, Rava says, you can't leave. If you leave, you're losing the whole point of the mitzvah. While Abaya says, leave, what's the big deal? V'yetze. So what's the machlokas about? Says the Beis HaLevi, V'tzarech Lomer, the Sphere Leil Abaya, Abaya who says that you could leave and there's no worry, De'ikr ha-mitzvah shel ha-hadlaka hu mishum kavod Shabbos. De'ikr is preparing for Shabbos. I lit a candle for Shabbos. Da'adlaka gufe ha-vi l'kavod Shabbos. Ava gavdu eino sham. I lit it. That's it. That's all I need. The Rava Hosef Lo, and Rava says no. Dilmovad chiyev hadlaka mishum kavod Shabbos mechuyev shiyelo ner daluk b'makom seuda. You have to enjoy it on Shabbos. Have a ner daluk. V'zeo havi mishum oneg Shabbos shelo yisod b'choshech v'lo sagi b'mashehidlik b'makom acher. And therefore, he says you can't leave. And if you leave, it's a problem. Ba'al zeh hashaper yishlomer kayish b'farshem dal hachta hadlaka v'chum. And he continues. So maybe this is Gufa also, the machlokas that we mentioned, right? Is it asiyasa gemar mitzvasa? Rabbeinu Meshulam says, you're not finished yet. Why? Because it's oneg Shabbos is the key. And therefore, you're lighting the candles that this is a heksher mitzvah in order to create the oneg later on. So maybe you don't make the bracha yet. Ain't asiyasa gemar mitzvasa. Mashenki in the re, no, you're done. You lit the candles, you're done. Kavod Shabbos. And therefore, it's finished. It also relates to the other machlokas Rishonim we mentioned. If it is lit, you have to relight it. So again, if it's oneg, so then, I have a candle lit, why should I extinguish it? It's still going to be lit, it's result-oriented, which you might call, it's going to be there when I eat, so therefore that's good enough. Mashenkin, according to Rabbeinu Tam, no, you have to relight it. You have to extinguish it and relight it, because it's L'Shem Mitzvahs Kavod Shabbos, and if I don't light it, L'Shem Kavod Shabbos, so then it is lacking. In the words of the Rishonim, on this daf, Rashi uses the lashon of Kavod Shabbos. On Dibur Maskol Chova, Rashi says, Kavod Shabbos hu, Shein Suda Chashuva El B'makom Or. If you look in Tosfos uses the lashon of Oneg. Aval Halakas Ner Hi Chova Shel Mitzvahs Oneg Shabbos. I don't know if we could, put the Gruz thought onto Tosfos and Rashi, but again, those lashonos are used. If you look in the Rambam, has both Lashonos. The Rambam in Perek Hey of Hilcha Shabbos, Perek Hey Halacha Aleph, Halakas Ner B'Shabbos Ein Rishus, Im Ratz Alat Malik, Im Latzah, Ino Malik, it's not a Rishus. No, it's a mitzvah that you have to do, a Lachova. Echad Anashim, Echad Anashim, Chayevim Lios, right? Men and women. Halakas Ner is also not a women's mitzvah. It was given to the women. Machlokas 2 days in the Rishonim, why it was given to the women. The Rambam quotes, because they're Osek B'Tzar Chei Abayis. They create the atmosphere, and the other day is related to Chava. But either way, men and women are the same exact chiyuv. Chayev and Lios, but they near Dolik b'Shabbos. Afilu ein l'mayochal shol al apsachim sheze bechlal oneg Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos. That's what the Rambam writes in Perek Hey Halacha Aleph. But if you look in the Rambam later on, in Halacha, Perek Lamed Halacha Hey, Misadar Adam Shulchana, what's Perek Lamed about? That's Kavod Shabbos, setting your table for Shabbos and taking a shower and getting ready. So the Rambam there says, Misadar Adam Shulchana the Erev Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to set the table on Erev Shabbos, Afal Pichi and Asorach HaLakazayis, even though you're only going to eat a little bit, V'chei Misadar Shulchana B'motzi Shabbos, Kedei L'chabdo B'knisaso B'siyaso, the context is Kavod. V'tzorach L'sakin Beiso Mibod Yom, V'bnei Kavod Shabbos. V'yehei Ner Daluk, V'sholchan Aruch, U'mita Mutzas, Shekalelo L'kavod Shabbos Hein. So the Rambam has it by Kavod Shabbos and by Onik Shabbos. So which is it? How could you have it by both? So if you look in the Shvisas HaShabbos, one of the Achronim 100 years ago, he writes here in Reis Lamagimel, that's a simon in Shulchan Aruch on Halakas Neiras, V'nira L'chalik, V'kishemadlik b'maka machila mikri Onik. You're going to light candles in all the rooms, including the ones for eating. So in the candles that are light for eating, that's called Onik. Da'achila lo sagi v'lo ner. Avok shemalik v'mechom ha-sacherim shalo l'tzarach achila, eino elo kavod Shabbos. That's his chilek between kavod and onik. But if you look in Reb Chaim and the Grach al Hashas, Reb Chaim says no. It's not some lights are kavod, some lights are onik. The lighting is both. When I light the candles, I'm fulfilling kavod Shabbos as they stay lit while I eat. So that's onik Shabbos. V'nirali de'balachos eluhim shnei dinim nefradim. This is the Grach al Hashas simin yud aleph. Interesting, just like the Beis Halevi was simin yud aleph. His father. So says the Reb Chaim. To bechiv adlachay shnei dinim. Chadim mishum onik Shabbos v'chadim mishum kavod Shabbos. V'im chalukim b'dineim. The din onik shayach b'Shabbos atzmo. K'mo shar dinim shal onik. K'mo achila v'shasiya. U'ma she'enkein b'din kavod Shabbos shachiv hu kfar mibod yom. Kavod starts earlier. V'zeo gamkein mechlal kavod Shabbos. If there was a way to light candles on Shabbos, you'd only be lighting Mishum Oneg and not Mishum Kavod. He said, Lu Yitzuyer, where do we ever have such a case? If you look in the Hakdama of the Prisha, to Yaradei, I think it is, he quotes two Chidushim of his mother, the E Madrisha, right? Two Chidushim relating to lighting candles on Yontif. Halakha's Neir is Yantif. So one of them is not for now. One of them is about how you're supposed to light the candles. On Shabbos, we have a problem with Overal HaSiyasan. That's why a woman has to, because she's Mekabal HaShabbos, so she makes the light, then she makes the bracha, then she covers her eyes. But says the Eimadrisha, but on Yantif, you can just light straight, because you light a light fire on Yantif. But number two, the Eimadrisha says that on Yantif, you should make sure to light the candles earlier. Because even though you're allowed to light on Yantif, but you'd only have Oneg Yantif, then you wouldn't have Kavod Yantif. So even though you're allowed to, so the Lu Yitzuyer of Reb Chaim, the Drisha actually talks about. Mizem Nimshach, this is the Akdam of the Drisha of the Yerodeya, Shenoagos Lalilo Gabit Leo Yantif Rishon, Kain Eno Nachon, V'yosudov Midin, Aladik Neiris, Gam Kain Kodim Tfilis Arvis, L'Kabal Yantif Alakasan, Hakol Kamo Shosin L'Kavod Shabbos, Shiyakol Muchan Miyad, Bavo Be'esakna says you can fulfill the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. Okay, so that's in terms of Kavod versus Oneg. There is an important discussion, maybe another nafkamina, to the Kavod and the Oneg, quoted in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, in Reis Lama Gimel, here Suf Yidalf discusses what happens in the case where, say, a woman's running very late and it's Peshkia. Peshkia, she can't light, obviously. Can't do a Malacha Daraisa. Can't do a Malacha Darabah, other Malachas during Ben Hashmashas either. But what do? Says the Magen Avraham, have a non-Jew light for her. She could tell Amir La'akim is not Aser Ben Hashmashos, and therefore she could have a non-Jew light for her. But what's the Chiddush of the Magen Avraham? And the woman can make the bracha on the non-Jew's lighting. Tomer La'akum Lahadlik Acher, and Nimshacham Levarach HaShachashecha Yesh Lismach HaMarash V'chulu, and she can even make the bracha on it. Right, Tavar V'hi Tavarech. Right, and that is a huge discussion in the postkin. Pesukei Tshuvos here discusses Achronim Lakan Lakan. I think generally the minhag would be Savi Brachas, not such a minhag, it's not such a common case. There would be, we would say Savi Brachas Lahaka, we would not make the bracha, but that's the Magen Avraham. What is it based on? It's based on the Machane Ephraim. The Machane Ephraim talks about this in Hilchos Shluchin, talking about Ma'akeh. About Ma'akeh. There's a bracha on the mitzvah of Ma'akeh. So if somebody puts up a roof, let's say somebody's not in construction themselves, they have a non-Jews, you know, build their gate around their roof. Build their Ma'akeh. Could a Jew make a bracha on the building of the Ma'akeh of a Goy? So that's the discussion of the Machane Ephraim. Sheila, Misha Rotze L'takena Ma'akeh de Uman Goy, Yivarech Alav. Do you make the bracha? So he ends up saying, yes. Even though there's no shlichus for a guy, here it's not something that needs shlichus. It's not a maisa ha-mitzvah. Going truma. But the, if the, my friend puts up the fence, it works. Umasha asa asu, it could go nidon didon, di tikin makesh shel chaver shel midaito. Hariz a shapir, kinami, aseo goy, chashav kilo, aseo Yisrael, and it would be able to make a bracha on it. Then he compares it to Tefillas Kela maybe also. But based on that, the Magen Avraham says, that is why, so maybe also by Halakas Neiros, one would still be able to make the bracha. But again, maybe it's totally on our issue. Because if it's kavod, then obviously the kavod is the actual lighting. That would be a problem. But if it's oneg, so then oneg has been created. And if oneg has been created, so then it would be okay to make the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Chaf Aleph says that it is in Reis Lama Gimel here, says one should not rely on that. That's the right, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Kishi Yadlik, we paskin, you do make the bracha of Lahadlik Ner Shal Shabbos, and says the Mishnah Berurah, Yesh Omrim, he's quoting the Magen Avraham, Kishish Chuppa Be'erev Shabbos. Right, in the days of old, they used to get married on Fridays, it was more common. Rav Shlomo Zalman got married on Friday Purim, to combine all three meals. He had no money. So it was Purim, Shabbos, wedding. All one big meal to save money. So when there's a chuppah on Friday, ma'achrin ba, arachar shkiyas achama, v'ha'ishe inerot salakabal Shabbos lofnei achuppah, pentit tzarech lasos odeis adavar aser b'Shabbos. There's a wedding on Friday. This was the case. It wasn't just like a woman forgot. She was making a wedding. Alkein talik aner below bracha kodem achuppah v'yacharka b'chashecha tifros yadal aneres v'tavarech. So one option was she should light the candles way early and only make the bracha afterwards. Oh, kishu adayin bein hashmashos achar achupa, tomar le'inu Yehudi lahadlik, to logazu al shrus bein hashmashos letzorach mitzvah, v'hi tavarech. That's the case of the Magen Avraham. It says the Mishnah Berurah, v'tamu achronim alzeh, to loshaya bracha b'deluka v'omedes, u'v'prat da'ato uzman asur lahadlik, v'ich tomar v'tzivanu lahadlik, v'yalidach takana de tomar le'inu Yehudi lahadlik gamkin kasha, ein shlichos le'inu Yehudi, v'im kein hi'enim alekas, v'ich tavarech v'chulu. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah quotes, then one should not make the bracha in maske achronim etza acheres. You do a different etza, make it tonight. But either way, we paskin that that's not what is done in terms of that. But again, it could be an afkamina relating to oneg and kavod. Just one other point. There might be a third idea in There is a third idea in Halakas Neiros, not just kavod and oneg, but also of course shalom bayis. Right, we had back on Daf Chav Gimel Amabez when it was Ner Beso versus Ner Chanukah, and we have here on today's Daf on Chav Hey Amabez, we have based on the Pasuk Vatiznak Mishalom Nafshi. I don't have any Shalom anymore. Zuad Lakas Ner B'Shabbos says Rabbi Avo, because there was a certain Shalom that was brought relating to that, and there are many obviously Halakas Lamaisa for the third aspect of Halakas Ner is being Shalom Bayis, but again that's not for now. Okay, we will stop here.